You're listening to Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, I'm here with trainees. Let me turn that down a little more. On this show, we usually have guests or albums to listen to, and today we have both. We're going to be listening to Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy, and we have trainees. If you guys would like to introduce yourselves, all the mics should be on. Hello?
Hello.
Do you guys want to introduce yourself, say a little hello to the world, anything about you?
Hi, I'm Carson.
I'm Leah.
You guys have to get like this close to the mic, like not quite touching it, but I don't know, not too far away.
I'm Carly. I'm a freshman at Tufts.
I'm Kate. I'm also a freshman and I love music.
Oh yeah, do you guys have like a favorite song? Of course everyone has a favorite song, but let's share that with the world before we play our first song. Yes.
Really putting us on the spot with this one.
We can come back after the first song with that question if that's too much to ask. But the first, we're going to do live training over the air, I guess. I don't know. No one's ever really listening. Okay. Oh, if you are listening, shout out to you. You're a real one. So we're going to play the first song with a CD. So this is the CD player over here. It's already on. But let's log the first song.
Which one is that like connected to? The CD player?
The CD player? That is CD 1. So we have to put that on the board here. Now that the thing is loaded, it'll show how much time is on the first song. And you can switch the song with one of these buttons. This one, I think. But yeah, I'll show you guys how to put a source onto the board here. So we're going to take out aux 2 because we're not using that right now. So press the options button and then you can use this little knob here. And then I don't know if you guys can see, and we've got some spooky music for this. On this second monitor over here, you guys might have to all come on the side of the desk. So the second monitor, if you can see it, it's highlighting different squares on the second one, and you press the button to select this one, and then it brings up the list of potential sources, and we want CD1, mm-hmm. So we press it again.
Okay.
And then CD1 comes on the board.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's on program 1 here, and program 1 is selected.
Okay.
All across the board. So it's going to play program 1 all right. We could also click program 2 and put it on program 2 if we wanted to do like some sort of a preview. If we kept program 1 broadcasting and put program 2 just in the headphones. We'll do some practice with that while we're off the air. Well, while the music's playing.
Okay.
Thank you. Hello? Hello, hello, hello? We're back in the station. This is WMFO. You're listening to it. My trainees would like to share their favorite songs with the world.
Okay.
I guess I would like them to share their favorite songs with the world.
I can go first. This is Carly. I'm a very big Elliott Smith fan. It's like my favorite artist. And right now, I'd say this is... changes all the time, but my favorite song would be Pretty Ugly Before by Elliott Smith from A Basement on the Hill, and I've been listening to that album a lot because its 20th anniversary is next month, so it's a big moment for me. Yeah.
Nice. is this it?
Yep.
Oh my god.
I could sing, but I won't do that to you guys.
Who wants to go next?
I'll go. This is Carson. I feel like my favorite song changes all the time, but one that I have lyrics tattooed on me, which feels like pretty legitimate favorite song, is Dear Prudence by the Beatles. It's from my favorite Beatles album. I grew up listening to the Beatles with my parents, kind of classic Beatles story, but I find it very calming. And the lyrics that I have tattooed on me are, the wind is low, the birds will sing that you are part of everything. And I just love that image, so that's my favorite song.
Hi, my name is Leah. My favorite song as of now is Drunk Drivers, Killer Whales by Car Seat Headrest. It's getting to be October soon, which means it's getting to be fall soon, which means it's time to get emo, and gotta love that. So yeah.
Oh my god. Hi, my name is Kate. I don't have a favorite song. My taste is constantly changing, but right now I would say my favorite song is All I Want by Mojave 3. Yeah, it's from my yearning playlist. All I Want by Mojave 3, Mojave 3.
I know the song, but I don't know, I just forgot. There we go. It took longer than I thought to come up.
Yeah. It's a great song. So, yeah, but I don't have a favorite song.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Woke up with a perfect picture of your line on.
Mia, do you want to share a song?
No.
Just say hi.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Mia doesn't have as big of a role as usual today in today's show.
I'm chilling.
Are you tired from your radio earlier today?
It was a long day. Yes, but good. Good tired.
If anyone is listening out there, and if anyone out there listening is interested in Spanish music, listen to Mia's show, Entre Canibales.
From?
From 4 to 5 on Tuesdays earlier today. If you could go back in time, you could listen to today's show earlier, or you could go to our website and listen to the archive.
Yeah. Or ask my dad, he probably has a recording.
True. Hit up El Gato on Instagram. Yeah, the next song we're going to listen to is The Rain Song. It went away somehow. We got to get it back. There we go.
Sunlight in my growing, so little warmth I've felt before. It isn't hard to feel me glow. I watch the fire that grew so low. Thank you.
the wind, their eyes fall. This is the wonder of devotion. I see the torch we all must hold. This is the mystery of the closure, closure. The love I need, maybe more than enough. Oh, darling, 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 walk a while with me. Oh, you got so much, so much, so much. We'll be right back.
Hello. Hello, listeners. We're back. Is that a little loud? No. Sounds good. Back in the studio with my trainees. Thought we'd do a little more talking. So, what are your interests in terms of radio? Like, have you given any thought to, like, your show at all? What would it be called? What music would you play? Like, why are you guys here? Like, why radio? I get that that's a big question. Take a little minute to think about that if you want. Like, is there a goal in mind here? I'm gonna flip the record while we think about this, but we're halfway through Houses of the Holy. The much stronger, in my opinion, back half is up next. We have, I don't know, some of my favorite songs ever in Jamaica and No Quarter. Have you guys thought of any responses?
I mean, Carly and I really wanted to join the radio show because we both love music, and we met at the beginning of the semester, and we both knew this was something we wanted to do. And so we, like, bonded over listening to the radio, and we were actually being put onto a lot of new music, and we thought it would be a great way for us to potentially share music with other people who might be listening. So, yeah.
I'll let Carly talk.
Yeah. So, have you guys just been listening to the Automation playlist?
Potentially.
Yeah, so I have a CD player in my room because I brought my CD collection. I think, like, listening to music in ways other than just streaming is really important because it's a lot of how it's been shared for years and years. But, yeah. We were here before, I think, most, like, before regular shows started, so we did listen to the Automation once, but we've been listening to people's, like, actual shows, which has been pretty cool. And
definitely,
yeah.
That there's people out there, like, actually listening.
Yeah, no, there definitely are. Even if it's just my dad, because he likes the college radios around here, too. But yeah, I grew up listening to the radio, even when I was younger, and it was just, like, pop music. I would, like, memorize all the words that came on because I listened to the radio so much that I would just remember all the songs. So it's been a big part of my life, and I think sharing music in a way, again, other than just streaming, is, like, a really special thing, and it can be, like, a gift to people that you get to receive and give. So I think it's really cool. And I just really wanted to do it. And now me and Kate get to do it together, which is exciting.
You guys are going to have a show together? That's
hopefully.
Nice.
Yes.
You guys might get a little more preference for a time slot then.
Hopefully not like 3 a.m. or something. Well, hopefully
guys,
not.
You guys have been listening to the radio. You know what times are scheduled.
My first show was at 2 in the morning. And then I had to wake up like at 6 the next day for classes. So very little
scary.
Sleep.
It's scary, but we're gonna stay strong.
I think there's a couple of alternating slots in the afternoons open. And then there's also some weekly slots at like early in the morning, like 5 to 7. That might be good.
Yeah. We'll find something.
Yeah. That was really beautiful that you shared that. That was really sweet. I graduated from UMass Amherst in 2018, and I was involved in my college radio station.
WMUA, shout out.
Shout out WMUA, 91.1 FM. And I just loved being a part of that community. And when I was involved there, I did all of our events, and it was a really cool way to meet more people and introduce people to new music, and I got to book really cool bands that I really liked, and that was a super cool part of my college experience. And I am still friends with so many people that I met in radio, and it made my 4 years at UMass the best ever. And I just moved to Somerville, so I wanted to get back involved in radio again, and here we are.
Yay, that was also really beautiful. I also really like music, and I like radio, and I like knowing that there's someone on the other end of what you're listening to instead of just an algorithm. And I like audio equipment and learning more about it and dials and knobs. And I think that joining the radio is a good way to get into that, and I'm excited. So yeah.
Great answers, everyone. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Keep listening to WMFO if you want to hear more from my wonderful trainees. But actually, we'll hear from them probably once more. But we're going to listen to a couple songs straight through. We got Dancing Days, then Jamaica, then No Quarter, and then The Ocean. Hopefully we can get it all in before Joe Rosenberg's Project NIM. I think he's going to be playing Vision Creation New Sun this week, which is this crazy Japanese funk album that he used to play all the time in our dorm. The guy who's up next used to be my freshman sophomore year roommate, and used to play this album all the time while he was studying, and it's like burned into my mind.
I'm
Charlie.
I'm on the air.
Yes,
wow.
You are, and I'm also on the air, and we're talking. So, all you have to do is answer this, practice if you want. I'm going to go off air now.
Snow falls hard, don't you know? The winds of Thor are blowing cold. They're wearing steel that's bright and true.
Oh,
Thanks for getting it ready.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. This is Charlie, and you have listened to another episode of Center of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM Medford, Tufts Community Freeform Radio. Thanks for sticking with us. I hope you enjoyed House of the Holy by Led Zeppelin. We will not be listening to another album next week because we will be having short mini shows from our trainees. Very exciting.
Yay.
Other than that, this is us saying goodbye. We're out of here. We'll be back next week. If you want to continue listening to music, Joe is going to listen to Vision Creation New Sun. Almost all of it. So we're going to listen to another album all the way straight through. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Yeah!
There's Frank James, Jesse Gentile, Kid, and all the rest. He's some bad cats way out in the west. Those cats could have dug me in my gangster ways. They would have hung up their guns, dug it to the graves, because I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster. Now look here, when I go into a bar, goes from near far, say I'm a gangster of love. I jumped in my white house Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls, I kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 or 30 and put them all on a freight with $1 million reward for me in each and every state. Sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, I brother sheriff, and that's your wife in the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster.